CH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Federal funding across most agencies now up in the air after President Trump ordered a temporary freeze. The White House's Office of Management and Budget now conducting a review. Democrats say the money has already been allocated.
They have until 5 o'clock today to comply with this and then have to report back by February 10th. But because of how sweeping those executive actions are, it's really not clear what comes under this memo from OMB. And the order is not specific, but it does cite foreign aid, NGOs that do work with foreign aid, diversity, equity, inclusion, and the Green New Deal.
ABC's Karen Travers. 29 people now confirmed dead following historic wildfires in Los Angeles County this month, the latest a victim of the Palisades fire. Tech stocks recovering from yesterday's drop due to the launch of a Chinese AI chatbot, DeepSeek, that offers cheaper AI models compared to U.S. models. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Senator Tammy Baldwin held a virtual town hall on Monday on her efforts to address challenges facing western Wisconsin. Baldwin drew attention to the rising cost of living in the region, especially in housing and health care. She proposed implementing a tax break for first-time home buyers, continuing to lower prescription drug prices, and capping the cost of inhalers at $35 per month. Senator Baldwin also highlighted her work to secure a $1 million grant to help unhoused children at Hillview Community Service Center in La Crosse. The deadline for the annual Wisconsin Governor's Business Plan Contest is fast approaching. The yearly contest, produced by the Wisconsin Technology Council, asks entrepreneurs to submit their business ideas and connects them with resources like business plan templates and networking contacts. Finalists in the contest could also receive shares of cash and service prizes. The deadline to enter the 2025 competition is Friday at 11:59 p.m. Contest applications can be submitted online at govsbizplancontest.com. Rusk County Public Health has announced a confirmed case of mumps in the county. In a press release on Thursday, health officials reminded residents that the best way to protect themselves from the highly contagious disease is to get the MMR vaccine. Residents should also be on the lookout for symptoms of the virus, including swelling around the jaw and flu-like symptoms like a fever and headaches. Symptoms may also not show for 2 days after infection, during which time the virus can still be spread to other people unknowingly. The Duluth Housing and Redevelopment Authority has received nearly $1.4 million in state funding to build and sell single-family homes around the city. As the price of housing continues to increase amid higher demand and lower supply, the Duluth HRA plans to build 3 homes in the Central Hillside neighborhood and 12 homes in the Morgan Park area. Officials say the homes will be a mix of 2- and 3-bedroom houses and feature sustainable power sources. City officials say they need to increase housing stock to match their growing workforce. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks defeat the Jazz.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Another win for Milwaukee, 125-110 over the Utah Jazz. Head coach Doc Rivers asked why would the refs call a flagrant 2-foul on the Bucks' Andre Jackson with less than a minute left to play.
Late in the game, my opinion, the refs are probably trying to keep the game clean. I think Sexton and they were getting into it, and honestly, I think they believe get one of them off the floor, so nothing happened. So I get it. I didn't think it was a flagrant two, but I think that's the reason.
The Bucks are in Portland tonight against the Trail Blazers. College basketball, the Badgers travel to Maryland to play the Terrapins tomorrow night. Wisconsin now ranked 17th in the nation. NFL, the Green Bay Packers have signed Rich Bisaccia to a contract extension, adding on an additional 2 years. Bisaccia is assistant head coach and special teams coordinator, and Luke Getsy has returned to the coaching staff as an offensive assistant. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Windy and rather warm today, with more and more sunshine peeking out and temperatures getting shoved by the feisty winds to highs near 40 degrees. Speaking of, winds are gusting up to 40. They stay feisty through tomorrow, too, and become blustery, cooling us down about 10 degrees. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau.
It's 33 at our studios.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. don't find yourself saying,
"When the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out."
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor.
No court in the country came closer to overturning the 2020 election results than the conservative majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And we have Brad Schimmel, who's been siding with January 6th rioters. So if you want your vote to count going forward, show up and vote on April 1st. Let's channel that energy into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
On Wednesday, we'll explain how some state lawmakers want to hide from you the true cost, the big price you're paying for kids to go to private voucher schools.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wells.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Alba, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 12 noon on this Tuesday, January 28th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Sunny skies in downtown Madison on State Street. Glad to have you along, Zommers. Talk a minute the camera here in the studio, for those watching on YouTube, stream, the Twitter, the X. What else are we on?
It's those.
It's those.
Facebook, the camera. Did you say Facebook?
Oh, no, I didn't say thank you. Facebook. The camera's a little off. It's a little cockeyed. As my grandpa used to say, I don't want to be like the cockeyed seamstress who couldn't menstruate.
Yeah, you definitely don't want to be like the cockeyed seamstress. Yeah, currently our camera, it's like a webcam, so it's mounted on the computer monitor that Todd looks at to see people who are joining us on the stream.
There we go.
And so it's easy for it to get knocked aside a little bit.
Yeah, it's, much like Todd once in a while, it's unstable. But now we're all good. We're all good. Glad to have you along, everybody. Going to be a great show today. Excited. Our friend, our colleague, Mr. Lukester himself, Luke Mathers, going to be in at 12:30 with a little Tuesday tangents with Lukester. Talk a little news, a little sports, find out what's grinding Luke's gears, our weekly segment, as long as we have time to get it in. And, because Luke is a young man, but he has a little bit of that grumpiness in him. Things grind his gears. And so we always
find
out. Understand. He's a busy man, you understand. He's like the circus conductor. That's not what you call it. What do you call it? The person who stands in the middle.
The ringleader?
The ringmaster. Thank you. We'll get it. Together we'll get it. He is like the ringmaster at Civic Media, trying to control a lot of different elephants, clowns, animals in a circus.
And which ones are we? I'll leave that to your imagination.
Indeed. Well said. But Lukester will be in at 12:30, and we'll talk to him a little bit. That's always a lot of fun. And then in hour two, and this is very exciting, by the skin of my teeth, I'm being dragged into the 21st century. And now we have gone to the Twitter polls. You can go to X Twitter, Allball Show. It's just Allball, at Allball, Allbaugh Show, Allball Show on Twitter. And you can take our poll now. And today's what's worse question is, what's worse, Minnesota or Illinois?
Don't call in now.
We didn't open the thing. But that's for hour number two.
So if you want to answer the question early, we're going to be posting those every day. So you can keep an eye on at Allbaugh Show on Twitter or X to weigh in if you don't have time to call in during the show.
And by the way, don't at me, as they say. Do they still say that, by the way?
Yeah.
Don't at me about, oh, you're still on Twitter. You're supporting Elon Musk. Come on. A lot of people say that. A lot of people say, well, I'm going off of Twitter because I don't want to give Elon Musk money. Elon Musk, and you know what? And they do that, and then they drive away in their Tesla. Elon Musk makes his money off of Tesla, folks, not off of X.
No, he burned it to the ground.
Yeah.
It is no longer profitable.
Right. So I use it as a news aggregator.
Right. And when Blue Sky catches up.
You can't do a poll on Blue Sky, can you?
I don't know. I know they did recently add the support for hosting video.
Oh, really? So now we can video on Blue Sky?
Now we can.
Ooh, very exciting. Very, very excited about that. So that's the show. It's going to be great. We have your phone calls as well. Lots of news to get to today. So let's get right into it. Here's the thing. You can't hardly eat dinner or go to sleep and wake up without new news being made out in Washington, D.C. And as we've said before, we're not going to take every single one of these things and go through it because it just, I don't feel that it's particularly constructive. You get overwhelmed. And I'd rather focus on what we could do in our neighborhoods, in our communities, in our state to make things better. But sometimes there are large issues that you're like, well, you got to talk about that. So first of all, some breaking news. The United States Senate out in D.C. has just confirmed Wisconsinite Sean Duffy as Secretary of Transportation, clearing the way for another of President Donald Trump's cabinet officials to start working on plans to improve traffic safety, cut regulations on construction projects, and restore public confidence in Boeing. That sentence I just read to you, where do you think that came from?
AI.
It might have. That's a good guess, Summers. We're going to get into some AI discussions, too, a little bit later. Let me read this again. The U.S. Senate, this is a quote, Dateline Washington. The U.S. Senate confirmed Sean Duffy on Tuesday as Secretary of Transportation, clearing the way for another President Donald Trump's cabinet officials to start working on plans to improve traffic safety, cut regulations on construction projects, and restore public confidence in Boeing. Now, if I were writing that as a journalist, I would have said something like, you know, clearing a Secretary of Transportation, and according to the Trump administration, they plan to clear the way, blah, blah, blah. But they wrote it as fact.
Right. I don't like that. That's misleading.
It comes from USA Today today. USA Today a few minutes ago. Anyway, Duffy was confirmed by a vote of 77 to 22. Sean Duffy is in as transportation secretary. And look, I mean, I might not necessarily agree with Sean Duffy on things. I don't. But I'm not sure you can say that he's not qualified. He is as qualified, I think, as Pete Buttigieg was. Buttigieg was a mayor of a medium-sized town, Indiana. And Sean Duffy is a former two- or three-term member of Congress, obviously voted on and was familiar with transportation budgets, is a Wisconsinite. U.S. Senator Democrat Tammy Baldwin endorsed him and voted for him today in today's vote. I just don't think Sean Duffy is the most dangerous of Trump's appointments. We're going to get to that in a little bit. Anyway, Duffy is in 77 to 22. What I find more concerning over the evening, and several places you can find this, this is from Roll Call. Headline, Trump White House orders freeze on federal grants loans. Far-reaching memo requires federal agencies to stop spending, considered out of step with the president's priorities on Roll Call. Now, look, before we get into this, I want you all to think for just a second, wherever you're at, Peshtigo, Prairie du Chien, Marinette, Milwaukee, Wisconsin Dells, Richland Center. How many things that you have or your family members require government money? You say, well, I'm not on assistance. I don't mean assistance. Are you an ag producer, or do you live in a rural community? Do you own land and do you get a monthly check from a program called Conservation Reserve Program? CRP. It pays rural folks not to farm erodible land for conservation purposes. I used to have that when I had my family farm. Maybe your kids in school on a Pell Grant, great federal program, Pell Grants. Do you have a daughter or son has kids? Their kids are at Head Start. It's a federal program. Keep that in mind as I go through this story. According to Roll Call, President Donald Trump's budget office yesterday ordered all federal agencies to temporarily block disbursement of grants and loans other than for Social Security, Medicare, and other programs providing direct aid to individuals. The memo says the temporary pause, effective starting today at 5 p.m., is intended to ensure agencies are complying with Trump's executive orders to root out, here's the quote, Marxist equity, transgenderism, and Green New Deal social engineering policies, unquote, from programs within their purview. Here's a key line. According to Roll Call, it's not immediately clear how wide-ranging the pause will be in practice due to the Office of Management and Budget's ability to grant exemptions on a case-by-case basis, language exempting direct aid to individuals, and a clause that states the pause is subject to what's, quote, permissible under applicable law, unquote. But the new administration is clearly painting with a broad brush, at least at the outset. Step away from the story and Roll Call. This is the concerning part. We don't know yet how far-reaching this order is, exactly what programs it affects, and how long it will be in place. Oh, and just for... You'll be proud of myself, Zomers. I stopped myself. For kicks and giggles.
Yeah, good job.
It turns out the author of some of these memos were the same folks that wrote Project 2025. Because these new people, as it turns out, in the Office of Budget and Management and elsewhere, the new people that Trump has put in, his lackeys, his political loyalists, they don't know how to cover up their digital tracks. And so when they sent this stuff out, the metadata, it's called, I guess. Well, I can barely put a tweet out, so I can't brag, you understand. But it turns out they outed themselves, and it showed who the authors of this stuff is. Turns out some of the same two guys that wrote Project 2025. So let it be noted, it really, the late, great Dr. Maya Angelou, great poet, writer, humanitarian, activist. Dr. Maya Angelou was famous for saying, when someone reveals themselves for who they are, believe them, unquote. Donald Trump showed himself for who he was in the campaign. Unfortunately, many folks on both sides of the political voting aisle didn't believe him. He doesn't really mean it. He won't actually do those things. He meant it, and he is. Back after this on Civic Media.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Hey folks, this is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. We have all stopped at a convenience store for a necessity or two. A bottle of water, a half a gallon of milk, or a bag of pickle-flavored potato chips. I mean, those are necessities in your house too, right? But there is a cost for that kind of convenience, as much as 54% more. Now, when I was in my early 20s, like some of you, I may have done most of my shopping at the 7-Eleven around the corner from my apartment. And boy, oh boy, I wish I had known that shopping regularly at convenience stores instead of supermarkets meant I was paying a lot more for my groceries. A National Institute of Health survey recently found that milk can cost 11 to 14% more at those stores. Apples and bananas, 10 to 53% more. And cereal could cost as much as 54% more. So, for your regular food shopping, keep more money in your wallet and head on over to the supermarket. For more tips on saving, text MONEY to 88285. This is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Where are you at with dome stadiums?
Oh, love them. Snow games are awesome, but it's also a risk of injuries and everything.
Give me a dome anytime. I don't want to see elite athletes running on snow like it's me playing out there and tripping and slipping. I want to watch those guys run. I want the receivers to run and catch their passes. I want to see great athletes being great athletes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, 21 past the hour of 12 noon on this Tuesday, January 28th, 2025. Zomers on the board there to take your calls. If you want to join the conversation, 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media app at the bottom of the hour just after. Luke Mathers joins us to discuss this and much more on Tuesday Tangents with Luke. Right now discussing his story in Roll Call this morning, actually hit last night. Donald Trump ordering a freeze on all federal grants and loans. The only exceptions are for Social Security, Medicare, and other programs providing direct aid to individuals. However, they have not specified exactly what that means. We don't know how far-reaching exactly this is, and we don't know how long it'll last. And here's the kicker. These memos put out and posted publicly to government websites claiming to be from the acting directors of OPM and OMB, Office of Management and Budget, have metadata. The poem, the nursery rhyme, where the girl is a Little Red Riding Hood goes out in the woods and leaves like breadcrumbs or whatever. Or maybe that's
Hansel and Gretel.
That's it, Hansel and Gretel. Thank you.
But metadata.
It's been too long since my nursery rhyme days. And it's a breadcrumb trail. And so go on. Metadata is the digital equivalent, right?
Yeah. To basically describe it. So if you've ever had an iPod or an MP3 player, you have music on it. The file is just the name and the music. Mm-hmm. But when you open up the file, it shows the artist, the album, all that stuff. The track number, that's metadata.
That's 411.
That's extra information attached to a file. And it's on everything, not just music. So right. People don't usually think about that, though, for things besides music.
Right.
No, so they may not realize that it's got information about who made it, where, when.
That's a great explanation. I appreciate that. It's the rest of the story, as the late great Paul Harvey might say, on what you're sending digitally. So the metadata on these things shows that the original authors are in fact affiliated with Project 2025. The only reason I chuckle at this, not because it's obviously very serious, but the funny part is that these guys are just, and gals are so apparently inept that they thought they could get away with this.
Or they just don't care.
Or they don't care. So James Shirk, who seems to be a jerk. James Shirk, S-H-E-R-K, is listed as an author on this. So look, see, Zomers is right. It says creation date, January 21st, 2025, 12:01 p.m. Modification date, same time, same date. And then who else on there? Another one says James Shirk. Let's see here, going through the rest of these. It's fascinating to dial down on this, as they say, and find out. Oh, here's another one. Stephen D. Hickman. Remember him? Good times with him.
Unfortunately.
Yes. Yeah, Stephen D. Hickman. Big into Project 2025. How about Noah Peters? Noah Peters also listed on there. You can look these names up. Heritage Foundation members all and part of Project 2025. According to Aiden Quigley, he says this pause could affect a wide range of programs ranging from Medicaid to federal aid, highway programs, assistance for tenants, child nutrition programs, grants for colleges and universities, and much, much more. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go to the phone lines quickly. Mark in Prairie du Sac. Mark, what say you?
Oh, you're just knocking for a loop here. I mean, it just is.
I know it's tough stuff, right? But I feel like people need to know about this.
And we certainly do need to know about it, because what Trump was swearing up and down during the campaign, oh, I'm not going to implement Project 2025. I don't know anything about that. Don't know anything about Agenda 47. And clearly, he was just lying.
Mm-hmm.
And for this stuff to be going through like this without, you know, Congress actually talking about it at all, him just saying, well, I'm just going to do all this stuff. I mean, I might be forgiven that do these people, now their names are out there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm kind of a fan of Big Bang Theory.
Yeah, yeah.
And whenever Sheldon did something jerky, you know, Penny would say, you know who's bringing your food out to you, don't you? He makes some comment about the waiters and waitresses and all this. Or in the movie 9 to 5, where you know, Billy Tomlin actually grabs the riddle rat rather than the skinny and sweet. And I'm not proposing that anything like that happen, that actually. But, I mean, that these people don't seem to recognize the fact that when republics collapse, when countries collapse, when guys like this, you know, oligarchs, look at it over in Russia, where if an oligarch displeases, you know, Vladimir Putin, the guy either falls out a window or dies of some kind of weird poisoning event.
Right.
I mean, do these people not understand how close they are, that we all are now to this stuff? Right. And for diseases now, are we going to inspect their food anymore, for God's sake?
I want to interrupt you, Mark, because you bring in a great point. I was talking about this with someone this morning, because someone said, well, the courts hopefully will step in and fix this. Here's the quick lowdown on that. It used to be that our courts followed the rule of law and there was morality. There were morals in this country. I'm not talking just religious ones. There's a clear line between right and wrong. And even if some of these things go to the court and end up in the Supreme Court, fear and one's own personal safety can sometimes trump, forgive the pun, the law. And here's the thing. Donald Trump just removed security details for Bill Barr and Josh... help me out.
Josh Bolton.
Yeah, thank you, Josh Bolton. He could do that.
John.
And these two guys served for Trump, said went against him in the last election, said he should be president again, and these guys have active death threats out against them from Iran. Trump knows this. He removed their security detail. And then watch. He's, well, geez, wouldn't it be terrible if something happened to them? I'm just kidding. And I mean, so think about it. If the Supreme Court, I mean, he could, you know, he could say, hey, wouldn't it be terrible if we got rid of the security detail for Amy Coney Barrett? This is what we're facing, you guys. And you make a great point, Mark. I really appreciate it. Thank you so very much. Wisco Paul, hang on the line. We'll come back and take you up in just a couple of minutes here. Have a great ag update from our ag reporter there at the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke. Not going to want to miss that, nor will you want to miss Tuesday Tangents with Luke. Follow up on this story with Lukester and also look at the lighter side. The sports spring training is not far behind, and what's grinding his gears. It's the All Ball Show for a Tuesday right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Stephanie Hoff along with you midday on a Tuesday. You're listening to the Midwest Farm Report. The Division of Extension will be listing a new specialist position. Dean and Director Carl Martin says thanks to a $300,000 donation, the new hire will focus on guiding entrepreneurs in Southwest Wisconsin.
Yeah, we're investing in a pilot program where we're going to hire an individual to work with entrepreneurs in the southwest part of the state. So working probably across 3 to 4 counties, really working with individuals who are thinking about starting a business or are just at the beginning point of starting a business, helping them think about business plan, what their markets could be, all those kind of basic things that oftentimes are barriers to entrepreneurs really getting started and being successful.
Division of Extension Dean and Director Carl Martin joining us. He says the $300,000 donation comes from Patrick and Jane Thiele, who have a passion for small business development in Southwest Wisconsin. The Community Development Specialist is a 3-year position. Stick around. We'll take a look at commodity markets next.
Join the Midwest Farm Report team along with Wisconsin soybean and corn growers at the 2025 Corn Soy Expo on February 6th and 7th at the Kalahari Resort in the Wisconsin Dells. Learn from industry experts on disease updates, cover crops, DOT standards, weather patterns, and more. Comedian Greg Warren will bring humor to the closing of the event. Connect with fellow farmers and share ideas among the breakout session. And don't miss the popular beer and bowl session. For more information or to make plans to attend, visit cornsoyexpo.org.
If you milk with robots, you know that cow flow is everything. Cow Corner Consulting helps you maximize cow flow by working with your team to improve your barn workflows, your feed management, and your system settings. Visit cow-corner.co to learn how. Cow Corner is an independent consulting company and works with all brands of robots. They're ready to go to work for you. Sign up for the free e-newsletter or contact John Gerbitz at cow-corner.co.
Grain markets are seeing support midday on a Tuesday, while the milk contracts are sitting neutral. From Chicago, cash corn is up a nickel at $4.87 a bushel. December new crop corn is up 3.5 cents at $4.61¾. Cash soybeans are up a half a penny at $10.45½. November new crop beans are up a nickel and a half at $10.48¾. Cash wheat is up 10¾ cents, trading at $5.46¼. And July new crop wheat is 9 cents higher at $5.70½. As I said, Class 3 milk contracts not moving. The February contract is at $19.95 a hundredweight, and the March contract is also sitting neutral at $19.59 a hundredweight. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Windy and rather warm today, with more and more sunshine peeking out and temperatures getting shoved by the feisty winds to highs near 40 degrees. Speaking of, winds are gusting up to 40. They stay feisty through tomorrow, too, and become blustery, cooling us down about 10 degrees. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Right now, it's 35.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Seems everywhere in the state, housing has just gotten so expensive. Our current president ran on promises to help the middle class, and I'd like to know what he's going to do about the housing shortages. I went through the executive orders. I read through the speech transcript a couple of times. Nothing he really said or did in the first couple days has anything to do with helping the middle class.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Where are you at with dome stadiums?
Oh, love them. Snow games are awesome, but it's also a risk of injuries and everything.
Give me a dome anytime. I don't want to see elite athletes running on snow like it's me playing out there and tripping and slipping. I want to watch those guys run. I want the receivers to run and catch their passes. I want to see great athletes being great athletes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Dom Salvia.
Next time, we go overtime with Maggie Dawn. Plus, Wisconsin Republicans want to limit Governor Evers' veto powers. Why did they do it when they had the majorities under former Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Welcome back. back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 34 now past the hour of 12 noon on this Tuesday, January 28th, 2025. Aaron Zommers doing a magnificent job, as always, on the board, taking your phone calls at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Glad to have along with us. If it's Tuesday, it's Tangents, and that means Luke Mathers, our colleague, our friend. I called you earlier the ringmaster of civic media, dealing with all sorts of clowns, elephants, circus animals, and Zommer says, where do we fit in?
I think term that you're looking for is ringleader.
No, I think it's ringmaster.
Is what I said, and then ringmaster is really? What he said.
We should David Salutis, Richland Center native and longtime from the, you look it up, Zommers, David Salutis. Everything leads back to Richland Center. He was the longtime, I believe, ringmaster at the circus in Baraboo, at the Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Circus.
So ringmaster is the official title. Ringleader is sometimes what they're called, but ringleader is more a colloquialism and more slang for somebody leading a group, typically illegally.
So you're the ringmaster. I wouldn't say you're doing anything illegal, so I don't want to call you a ringleader.
I'm going to go with ringleader still.
Really?
I prefer it, yeah.
Oh, he prefers a little Luke Mathers living on the edge. All right, well, we're happy to have you as our leader one way or the other, Lukester. Talking before the break here, and I want to wrap this up with you and a couple of our callers. I got a lot of great texts. Of course, you can text us by downloading the Civic Media app on the Android or Apple device. It takes less than a minute. It's free. It's what Gail King at CBS, if she knew about it, would call a deal. The Civic Media app. Talking about this story in roll call overnight, President Donald Trump ordering a freeze on federal grants and loans. We do not know yet how far-reaching it will be, other than they're saying it will not affect Social Security, Medicare, and other programs, quote, providing direct aid to individuals, unquote. We don't know how far-reaching. We don't know how long. But I said before the break, think of things like conservation reserve programs for our rural listeners, early childhood, Pell Grants. These are things that Wisconsinites from Milwaukee to Manitowoc and Minocqua, more M. Madison, all Middleton, and every place that doesn't start with an M. These are things that affect our lives. Going to get Luke's take in a second, but first of all, let's go to Wisco Paul, 855-752-4842. Wisco, if you can make it brief, please, what say you?
Hi, good afternoon. Thanks for taking my call, Todd. My conservative friend said Project 2025 would never happen. I suggest they brush up on it and look it over carefully. I have. And you can correct me if you're wrong, if I'm wrong. Excuse me. I'm wrong quite a bit of the time. But there's nobody to stop this. Who's going to stand up to them? The Romneys are gone. Mm-hmm. The judge, I've never seen nothing like this in my lifetime anyway. So thanks, Todd. Have a great day.
Appreciate it, Wisco. Thank you so much. Luke, Wisco makes a great point. And of course, again, just one more thing before the break, we said that the new folks at the Office of Budget Management and Office of Personnel Management, not so swift. They're about as technological savvy as Todd because they forgot to cover their metadata. And I hate it when that happens, when I don't cover my metadata. And it turns out their names are listed in these things. And it turns out guys like Noah Peters are also part of Project 2025 and helped author that and the Heritage Foundation. Luke, what's your take on this?
Yeah, I think we're all of a sudden going to have a very, very fast crash course in civics. Because I think that there is a lot of stuff out there when it gets talked about in campaign rhetoric that gets swept up into, oh, we need to cut taxes, we need to cut spending, we need to do away with some of these programs, without people truly having a grip on how integrated the federal government is in providing services throughout the state of Wisconsin, throughout communities that we go about utilizing every single day. And I fear that this is going to have a pretty stark ramification for a lot of people. We don't know quite yet, to Wisco Paul's point. I would think that the courts, there's going to be some movement there to halt this freeze. It seems like there's already, I believe, a lawsuit coming from nonprofit organizations that are saying, hey, you need to, this is an illegal utilization of the Office of Budget Management, but it's going to be interesting to see how quickly people get outraged that the things that they kind of take for granted are going to be halted because of this pretty unconstitutional, seemingly, action by the second Trump administration.
Look, I'm no legal expert. I'm no pundit legally or anything else. But can simply say, I mean, people like Maggie Dawn, but my guess is she'll probably touch on this today. She's an attorney. Jim Santel's an attorney. Mm-hmm. Our old friend Matt Flynn's an attorney, comes on this show sometimes. So people like that could speak, I think, more to what you're saying. I'm just basing it based on my past work in government, as right. they say. What concerns me, and I touched on this a little bit before the break, is, like you and to Wisco's point, a lot of people say, well, he Trump can't go too far because the courts will stop him. The courts will stop him, right? Well, we know, number one, the courts have already given him blanket immunity for his personal actions as far as criminality. They've said they have been, not just him, but any president, whatever you do while you're president, if you can justify it, we all know that pretty much means anything, that person can't be held criminally liable.
Correct.
This is slightly different. This Correct. Is a policy. And so now you go before the court, but here's what concerns me. I want your take on this. We've seen it with Bill Barr and Josh his last name?
Jeff Sessions?
No, he was in the Trump administration as well. Guys that worked in the Trump administration, like Bill Barr, and criticized him and said, we don't agree the second term, came out against him. They still had Secret Service security detail paid by the federal government.
Mm-hmm.
Trump got lost. A lot of this got lost. Trump did away with that.
Pulled the Secret Service for Mustache Man, too.
Not Josh. That's what I'm trying to think.
It's not Josh. No, it's
or John.
John Bolton.
Bolton, thank
there
you.
There we go.
John Bolton.
I was going to say, I was like, it's not Josh.
I know. But yeah, Mad close. Cow, sorry. John Bolton and Bill Barr.
Bill Barr, yeah.
And these guys have death threats, credible death threats from Iran against them right now.
Mm-hmm. Mike Pompeo, also on that list. Anthony Fauci.
Yeah. Like, so what my fear is knowing that Trump could pull security details, now you go to the court. Some of these federal judges have details. Some of the security details. The Supreme Court has a security detail. And if you're a judge or a Supreme Court justice and you see what Trump's already done to people and put their lives at risk, does that not have the possibility to taint your view of the law and Constitution for fear of your own life?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that is the concern I think a lot of people had with not only the news surrounding the pulling of security protection for those individuals. I think it goes hand in hand with last week's decision by the second Trump administration to pardon nearly 1,600 individuals that were found through the court of law, through our legal system, that they had broken laws leading up to or around the events that took place at the insurrection on January 6, 2021. And by those individuals being pardoned, there was also a greenlit okay, a head nod, a nudge, nudge, wink, wink to if you commit political violence in the name of the current president of the United States, don't worry, there's a pardon in it for you.
Yeah.
And I think those two things go hand in hand, and it's going to require a lot of Americans around the country through whether it's attorneys bringing these lawsuits, whether it's judges that are overseeing the cases, whether it's individuals getting involved and calling their local elected officials, their federal elected officials, utilizing whatever form of government you're able to still apply pressure to prevent seemingly illegal, seemingly unconstitutional acts, mm-hmm. and make sure that there is everything that can be done to prevent things like this from happening. It's going to take a lot of courage.
Our friend and ongoing contributor, Chris Giese, chiming in. He comes from the entertainment world, has worked at APT, American Players Theater in Spring Green. He notes that all entertainment and creative-based nonprofit organizations, such as American Players Theater in Southwest Wisconsin, will be severely affected as Trump eliminates or severely cuts back the National Endowment for the Arts and arts funding as well.
Yep. So the amount of... you don't necessarily think about the ties to the federal government every single day when you go to things like that. When you go see a show at your local theater, when you drop off your kids at childcare, when you turn on the water and you have water coming into your apartment, your
agricultural
house, wherever.
Programs.
There is so much that goes into our daily lives that it is, again, it's going to be a crash course in civics because I fear too many people for too long have tuned out all of this stuff. And we are going to see just how integrated all of these different aspects are in our life. And it's going to be a little bit of shell shock, a little bit of a wake up call for a lot of individuals, not only here in Wisconsin, but around the country.
As the kids say, it's about to get real. I don't know. Does Amherst, do you still say that? He's on the phone, I guess. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Chris, listening in beautiful Blue River on WRCE, one of our great stations there in Southwest Wisconsin. Chris, you had a take on how this affects people locally in Southwest Wisconsin.
Certainly did. Good afternoon, Todd. I'm one of the hats that I wear is that I am president of the board of directors of Passages, which is a not-for-profit domestic abuse shelter here in Richland Center. You're aware of it, Todd. It's
very
been
well.
Around since you've been here. Mm-hmm. Again, we are terribly concerned with what that does for the funding for some of the most vulnerable people in our society. What happens to these funds, which we have already been awarded through the grant process, so that we may maintain this shelter for victims of domestic abuse?
Yeah.
What happened?
Yeah.
I'm calling.
Go ahead.
Yeah. I'm calling my representative, as I so often do, and I'm getting absolutely no response, and as I so often don't, from Van Orton, from Representative Van Orton, from Senator Johnson. I mean, it falls on deaf ears because they're disinterested in such things because it's not a part of their rhetoric.
Right.
So, you know, we're concerned. We are terribly concerned.
Well, I appreciate the call so much, Chris. And Passages are great. I mean, my good friend Sarah Cheney, who helped start that years ago, and all the great folks in Southwest Wisconsin, it's still a vitally important to the area. I appreciate the work that you've done and everybody there. And thank you to all. And also, as a side note, check into WRCO Saturdays with Simo. I hear it's a great show.
And Chris, if I may, go ahead, Chris.
No, you go.
It is one of those things that falls on deaf ears until it doesn't, though, for our elected officials. So, yes, I can say that calling your U.S. representatives, your senators in the federal government can sometimes feel like it is one of those mundane tasks. But public pressure is one of those things that sometimes offices can ignore to a certain point. But when we continue to do it and show the desire of the community to still have things like congressionally appropriated funds that is illegal for the president to stop, seemingly. Like, I'm not a lawyer. I got to throw that condition out there. But it is not something impoundments is not something that the president can just halt. And so it is up to us as individuals in our communities to organize, to collectively call for those that are elected to represent us to hear our voice. And yes, it may seem like it's going to fall to deaf ears sometimes, but when enough of us do it and we do it enough, it is something that echoes through the halls of Congress and to a certain point cannot be ignored by our lawmakers.
Correct. Thank you. Thank you so much for stating that.
Thank you, Chris, for your call and all the work that you and all the folks at Passages and Richland Center do. Keep up the faith. And as Luke says, keep the pressure on. All our voices collectively do matter. Bill and Tom, we see you on the lines. As our friend Matt Flynn likes to say, do not hang up. We will come back in just a second and take those calls, see if we can get into grinding of the gears with Luke Mathers. He even brought his gear oil into the studio today. How is it clicking?
WD-40?
Oh, yeah. Very nice. All right. Stay tuned. Luke Mathers, Zommers, your phone calls, and grinding of gears on the All Balls Show on the Civic Media. Ready now.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. On Monday, January 20th, Donald Trump returned to office, sworn in as the 47th President of the United States. Right out of the gate, he took a number of actions on his top issue, immigration. Perhaps the most troubling of these is one aiming to end birthright citizenship in America. An immigration attorney I talked to told me, "We're going to sit through a lot of BS over the course of the next weeks, months, and years, but this is the big one." My take? This action from the Trump administration is despicable, unconstitutional, and fundamentally anti-American. The day after the order was issued, Governor Tony Evers and Attorney General Josh Call joined a coalition of 20 states challenging this action in court. This legal battle will be a tremendously important one for all of us to follow.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself. Surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor.
No court in the country came closer to overturning the 2020 election results than the conservative majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And we have Brad Schimmel, who's been siding with January 6th rioters. So if you want your vote to count going forward, show up and vote on April 1st. Let's channel that energy into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Planning a birthday party, an anniversary, or perhaps a bar mitzvah, give Luke Mathers a call with his traveling horn section. Always fun, always enjoyable. It's Tuesday Tangents with Luke at 9 before the hour of 2 o'clock on Civic Media. It's great. I always feel better, Lukester, when you're here.
Oh, I appreciate that, Todd. Always a pleasure joining you on the airwaves.
Well, thank you. Sometimes it's a pain in his butt on the side, off the airwaves. But on the airwaves, we have a good time, as it turns out. All right, we've got to do a speed round. Our time always goes too fast. Talking about this story, many out there were using the one from Roll Call magazine, or rollcall.com, I guess it is now. President Trump, overnight ordering a freeze on federal grants and loans. What does it mean for folks in Wisconsin? We've heard from Chris in Southwest Wisconsin, a domestic abuse shelter passages. Many of their funds could be in jeopardy. American Players Theater, places like that around Wisconsin. There's all, Door County, I know, has theaters like that. Milwaukee area, those funds could be in jeopardy. For agricultural people, Conservation Reserve Program, Head Start, Child Care, Pell Grants. What does this mean for Wisconsin folks? 855-752-4842. Let's go to Bill, listening on WMDX in Madison. Bill, we appreciate you holding. What say you? Bill, are you there? Bill said, Todd isn't going to take me, so I'm going to run to the can second. We'll put on hold. We'll come back to Bill. In the meantime, we'll meander down the screen here, 855-752-4842. Tom in Madison. Tom. No, Bill, are you there?
No, this is Tom.
Oh, this is Tom. All right, Tom, you're on, Tom. Go ahead.
Hey, do you remember those circus act and vaudeville acts that would spin plates? They tried to get as many plates spinning as possible.
Yes.
Well, Trump is trying to break as many plates as possible. he breaks a plate over on this side of the room, and the courts and the legislatures and business people and, you know, groups like APT and, you know, Head Start, they have to try to put it back together again. They take it to court. Mm. And while they're doing that, he's breaking a plate on another part. And he's just doing this fire hose thing. And it seems to be that the point of the whole thing is just cruelty. It's just, you know, those people with food stamps, those artists who don't have a real job, those, you know, those people. And it's just pushing pushing the norm. That's all Trump has been about from the very beginning. No matter how stupid it is, it's pushing the norms so there are no norms and they can basically do whatever they want. So, and I really believe calling your reps and congresspeople definitely works. How many times do you see it in the state legislature where something dies in committee because they get enough pushback and you never really hear about it? It's never on the floor. But all of a sudden, that bill that people were calling and writing about is gone.
Yeah.
So call, man. Definitely do it. Phone bank, canvas, get off your butts. And as Tom Hartman would say, democracy is not a spectator sport. Yeah. It's never been more important to get involved.
Well said, Tom. Appreciate it from WMDX in Madison. Luke, Tom brings up a good point. Cruelty is the point. I don't play Newsmax cuts very often, but this goofball, Carl Higbee on Newsmax.
Never heard of him.
Never heard of him either. He decided to be funny, quote unquote. Zomers, let's play the first part. This is Higbee last night on Newsmax talking about immigration while he ate a taco on the air.
Before that, it's a cut of a worker at a Mexican food restaurant saying that Trump and Trump supporters can't eat Mexican food. And then it's his response to that.
All right.
No tacos, no enchiladas, none of that for you.
Oh, yeah? What are you going to do? Will you come take it out of my ham? I'm going to eat half this plate during the break. Maybe I'll call the ICE hotline. I don't know if I'll have enough time. Sure. All kidding aside, this is actually really good, taco. These people broke the law.
All right, enough of this guy. They broke the law. Look, I wanted to play that. Again, we get in our media spheres, and this guy is the type of quote-unquote news or information that a lot of folks are seeing as their only source. This is a guy who's making fun of our friends, neighbors, and family who may be legal citizens, maybe undocumented, but the cruelty, Luke, seems to be the point.
Yeah, unfortunately, the cruelty seems to be the point. And not only that, is a lot of there seems to be some joys, some jollies gotten off by the cruelty, but really the also point that goes with it is the whole reason to stop this trillions of dollars worth of funding to say, hey, we're going to break everything. We're going to stop doing all of the normal things, all of the norms, is so that billionaires can keep more of their money.
100%.
That is also, so not only is the cruelty the point, but the grift is also the point.
You nailed it.
The reason they're doing this is because they know that if they can stop all of these federal programs from going through, they get to keep more money in their pockets.
Yeah.
They can go buy another luxury yacht. They can go try to fly to Mars because all of the different services that we as a country, that we as Americans have said, this is what we want our federal government, years, decades worth of federal funding appropriated for these programs and services that make our communities, they're going to throw it all out the window.
You nailed it. And the easiest way to do that is to divide our neighborhoods, our towns, our community, and our state against itself to let this stuff play out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I think, we have to keep in mind. The enemy here, if you want to use that word, is not the person that lives across the street or down the road. It's the folks out in Washington, D.C. and the people who are controlling this stuff and the trillionaires who are a part of it.
Well, there's no trillionaires yet, but hopefully we can make sure that there are no trillionaires coming, because there will be trillionaires if stuff like this actually becomes the norm.
Billy, all right, really, really wealthy billionaires. Yes. Quickly, what's anything grinding your gears in 20 seconds?
We're not going to pivot to that one. I'll save it for you for next week. It's a good one, but I really hope the Bucks don't do any explosive moves at the trade deadline.
Don't eat the fried beans. There won't be any explosive moves. Lukester, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Always a pleasure, Todd.
Pleasure is ours. Stay tuned. What's worse is next, Wisconsin or Minnesota or Illinois? I almost slipped up. Stay tuned right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Maggie Dawn.
At the top of the show, I'll be joined by former Capitol Police Officer Harry Dunn explaining why Brad Schimmel should never be a Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Where are you at with dome stadiums?
Oh, love them. Snow games are awesome, but it's also a risk of injuries and everything.
Give me a dome anytime. I don't want to see elite athletes running on snow like it's me playing out there and tripping and slipping. I want to watch those guys run. I want the receivers to run and catch their passes. I want to see great athletes being great athletes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The White House held its first briefing of the Trump administration today, working to clarify the president's executive order freezing federal funding for critical aid programs and grants until a review is finished. Press Secretary Carolyn Leavitt says the pause is temporary.
Individual assistance, that includes, I'm not naming everything that's included, but just to give you a few examples, Social Security benefits, Medicare benefits, food stamps, welfare benefits, assistance that is going directly to individuals will not be impacted by this pause.
Republican lawmakers in Florida holding their annual working meeting to discuss their legislative agenda and priorities outlined by the Trump administration. French President Emmanuel Macron announcing the famed Mona Lisa painting will be moved while the Louvre undergoes restoration. The Italian Renaissance portrait will be on display in its own room. Repairs to the museum could take a decade. This is ABC News.
I'm James